and Jason Nelson, shifting the atmosphere. Well, I got a sister here who also does a little bit of shifting herself. There you go, as far as the atmosphere. She's in the building. Ooh. Vita, Hallelujah Howard. Hey, sis, Entertainment
Hello.
Report, what's
How
up?
Are you? I'm well, and you?
I'm very well.
Hope everybody had an awesome Easter weekend. He rose, you know.
Did he do it?
He did, he do it. Now, don't start preaching already. He just shifted the atmosphere. I had a great weekend. Now, last night, I made sure I was seated and watching Oprah's Next Chapter with Bishop T.D. Jakes.
I missed it.
Look, you ain't right. You ain't right. Let's see if they give you another shot at it. It was a great show. Now, Oprah actually attended a service at the Potter's House in Dallas with Gail, Tyler Perry, and actor Terrence Howard. We're all day on the front row getting their praise on. Now, Bishop Jakes, he went in. He was preaching. You know, he don't care who there. He was going to preach.
That's some good stuff.
There you go. Oprah jumped up a few times during the sermon. I thought she was about to shout. I said, let him use you, Oprah. Just do what you need to do. I enjoyed the interview. As we know, Bishop Jakes is always just real, which I appreciate. Now, I don't know when they're going to air it again, Katie, since you're a little slow. However, tonight at 8 p.m. on the OWN Network, Oprah's Life Class, The Tour, will air, and it will be taught by Oprah and Bishop T.D. Jakes.
Oh,
yes,
really?
It looks like it's really going to be good. 8 o'clock tonight, so they'll be inspiring you to live with purpose. Now, don't fear if you do not have the OWN channel. You can check it out online. 8 o'clock also, Oprah.com.
They're kind of still struggling over there a little bit, aren't they?
That's probably why you can check it out also online on Oprah.com.
Thank you.
Yeah, I ain't mad at it, but go and get it in. They're going to be talking about some real stuff. Also, don't forget Bishop Jake's latest film project, Woman, Thou Art Loosed, on the 7th day. Hits theaters this Friday, April 13th. Okay.
Please keep talking, because
okay,
if you don't, if you stop, I'm
moving right along, shifting the atmosphere. Okay, hey, let's take a quick peek at the gospel album Billboard charts. We haven't looked at that in a while. Number 3, God, Love, and Romance, Fred Hammond. Yes, now we just celebrated Easter. I'd have you to know, on that CD, disc 2 is the He Lives remix.
Oh.
Tight?
Wow.
I'm talking about head nodding to the point of needing Advil. I'm talking about neck healing.
Well, there you go. I thought head I took nodding. All your Advil.
Right,
there
no, right, right. That's a whole nother story. Woo! Check that out. Fred Hammond. Number 2, the Wow Gospel 2012 Project. That's been holding on for a while. And debuting at number 1, after this, J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise. So congratulations to them. Have you ever heard J.J. sing live? You ever seen this?
Yes, I have.
Okay, yeah. He sings with all his strength.
Yeah, he's real good.
Yeah, all his veins pop out his neck every time. He makes me nervous sometimes, but I love J.J. Harrison and Youthful Praise. It's all good. Now, speaking of the charts, Marvin Sapp's album came out last week. Hopefully, it will hit the charts strong when it is time for it to hit the charts. I had an opportunity to catch up with him last week on the day of the release of his project, so you can check out my chat with Marvin Sapp, this Entertainment Report, and a bunch of other great stuff on mypraiseatl.com.
Good stuff coming up in about 6 minutes.